Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is the biggest shopping day of the year, Black Friday, with the crush of shoppers. Many stores now open before today on Thanksgiving. Kohl's stayed open through the night. Dick's Sporting Goods opened at 5 a.m., Home Depot 6 a.m., Sarah Halzack is retail columnist for Bloomberg Opinion. She joins us from Washington. Sarah, the economy is doing well. Unemployment is low. What do you expect to see this year for holiday shopping?
I expect that we're going to see consumers out in full force. We saw that the back-to-school shopping season was pretty strong as well, suggesting that big retailers have momentum coming into this holiday rush. But a lot of the action is definitely going to be online. The forecasts are for 4.3 to 4.8% sales growth for the retail industry overall. But if you just look at the online piece, much stronger than that. 14.8% growth over last year is expected.
And how much of that is Amazon?
So we don't know exactly, but forecasts for the year overall suggest that Amazon is going to claim 50 cents of every dollar spent online.
Wow.
That's staggering. And the nearest competitor is quite far behind. And so this does underscore the extent to which Amazon just has this outsized power in the retail industry and is sort of leading these old school retailers to have to change their ways.
Well, and what about one of Amazon's biggest competitors, which would be Walmart? Do they do as well as that?
So Walmart is actually in the best shape it's been in quite some time. For a long time, Walmart stores had this problem where they weren't in stock on key items. There wasn't great customer service. The fresh produce looked icky, and they've really invested a lot of effort into fixing that. However, in the online space, they're definitely still dwarfed by Amazon. The way they're trying to compete, though, is by doing sort of a hybrid of online and in-store shopping. You may have heard of these click and collect programs where you buy something on your phone and then you drive to the store and pick it up. Hmm. Particularly in suburban and rural areas, we're seeing this as pretty popular with consumers, and so Walmart's trying to latch onto that.
Well, and one of the other things that we've seen this year is that there is just a race to the bottom in the world of free shipping, and these online retailers really trying to get people to make the decision not to go to the mall, not to go out to a physical store and just buy it, and you're not going to pay any more for it.
Exactly. And we're really seeing them. We've seen a move in that direction for some time, but it's really on steroids this year. So Target, for example, is offering free two-day shipping on hundreds of thousands of items with no minimum threshold. That's the first time that they've done that. And Amazon then responded by offering free two-day shipping on millions of items, even for shoppers who are not Prime members. So they're really trying to take out every last bit of friction to get you to open your wallet this season.
So the fear there, I guess, is that if they offer you free shipping and get you hooked and maybe even put some of their competitors out of business because of that, and then next year or the year after that decide, well, actually, we are going to charge 20% shipping or something like that, that would not be good for consumers in the long run.
It's true. And I think they are, they're definitely setting an expectation, right? And once they sort of open these floodgates, it's going to be very hard to then get consumers to pay for shipping again at some point down the road. And I think that what they'll end up doing is trying to offset the cost of free shipping in other ways.
Does this move to online make Cyber Monday kind of irrelevant?
Interestingly, it does not. So what we've seen is that while the deals that you'll see on Cyber Monday are probably not going to be that special, they'll probably be pretty similar to the deals you've seen throughout November and on Black Friday itself. Mm-hmm. We see that spending is quite concentrated in the online channel on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So I was saying earlier that for the season overall, we're expected to see 14.8% sales growth online. Well, the growth on Black Friday and on Cyber Monday is expected to be more in the 17% range. So it's going to be the fastest growing day, and it's already the biggest day.
With all of this move online, are you worried that a lot of the good old fashioned brick and mortar stores are just going to go away? Or is there enough of a push by some to shop local and things like that, that they'll be able to stay in business?
There's no doubt that this push to online, what it's doing is forcing the retail industry to sort into winners and losers. And so I think that this push is going to be really difficult for a retailer like Sears, which went into bankruptcy earlier this year. But we see stronger retailers like a Walmart or a Target or a Macy's sort of slowly but surely figuring out how to navigate these changes.
And what about a mom and pop store?
So a mom-and-pop store, it could kind of go either way. On the one hand, retailers like Walmart and Amazon are providing very low prices, and the internet makes this new level of price transparency that we never had before, right? On the other hand, what we do see that might be beneficial to some small mom-and-pops is we see that consumers are gravitating towards niche and micro brands. Even think about the move away from big box gyms to sort of boutique programs like CrossFit or Orange Theory. People are liking things that feel unique, special, and distinctive, and that's something that mom and pops offer that is really hard for a Walmart or an Amazon to replicate.
I want to ask you one more thing. One of the stories we've been hearing about this year is that retailers are having a really hard time finding seasonal workers. They started way back in June hiring seasonal workers. Did they end up finding the people that they needed?
Yeah, so I think that they did. We haven't heard anything from them in the last couple of weeks that suggests there were problems on that front. But it certainly was a different kind of challenge for them than it had been in recent years, particularly in the wake of the recession. There were so many people looking for work that it was easy for them to make these hires. But, you know, you mentioned that folks started hiring earlier, and that was definitely a trend this year. We also saw them trying some different perks. So JCPenney, for example, is offering its part-time hourly workers a week of paid vacation this holiday season. And that's something that perhaps they wouldn't have done in the past. And I would say even things like, while Amazon hiking its minimum wage to $15 an hour, that wasn't specifically a play for the holiday season. It just more generally reflects that retailers have to step up their game to get talent right now.
That's Sarah Halzack, a retail columnist for Bloomberg Opinion. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.